acceptable to the table, and I think you'll receive it more.
Can you say something about the feelings you are, the adrenaline you are inside yourself when you arrive in a place like this with so much crowd, just better than thing which is better for yourself?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing. There's times where you don't think it's ever going to happen again. And you feel a lot of different emotions. I mean, you feel the regret, but you also feel some pressure because you want to do well because there's so many people pulling for me and there's so much positive energy and there's so much energy in general that I feel like it's hard to relax. Like in the beginning, I just really had a difficult time like playing because I was so amped up. And it took me a while to sort of, get comfortable. But once I sort of settled down, it felt like it really helped me. And it was just, it's just reminded me of a lot of the times when I played here. It just seems like, I don't know, there's like a similar personality, in a way. Because you're very emotional here, and I'm very emotional. And they just sort of feed off each other. And it's pretty, the last 2 days have been, I mean, I was disappointed with the way I played. Even though I knew that it was, I was overmatched anyway, but I wanted to play better. But the crowd had been so great. Genova had that tough, obviously, it's going through like a tough time, and so to see the people come out was unreal. And I have a lot of history personally in Milan and being here, and it's just, when I drove up, I said, well, that's a big stadium, and then, we play in stadiums in the States, and sometimes they're big, and it's like nowhere near the amount of people. So this has been one of the best crowds I've played in a long time. I mean, I can't even remember. It's been a while, so it was a great feeling.
John, I wanted to ask you, what did you feel when you saw Ivan Lendl coming out on the court with the U.S. flag behind him? After you have played him so many times with a Czech flag in Davis Cup, and
well, I think Ivan made a tough decision when he was young. I mean, it's not easy to sort of leave your home, even though it seems like maybe it's obvious to a lot of people. It's still hard to walk away from your family and almost start a new life. And I think that. We were just talking about it the other day, that the way it was back when he was younger, $1 was like $20 there, $10, so you could live in a way like a king if way less money. And so I think he showed something, because he decided to go where $1 was $1, so he had to do that much better. So I give him credit for making that decision. Part of our country is, I mean, even though it's weird, because at one stage, I played against him in Davis Cup when he was playing for Czechoslovakia, and then all of a sudden they're saying, maybe we're going to be teammates, and I'm like, what, are you crazy? That doesn't make sense. But part of what America's all about over the years is that people come from all over the world, and then eventually they become citizens. And Ivan was one of those. So I mean, I always think of him as someone from. I mean, it was Czechoslovakia. Now it's not even Czechoslovakia. It's the Czech Republic. We just played on Wednesday in Slovakia. So it's, you never know what's going to happen.
Now, when a champion like you have an answer like this, a big crowd, people crazy for you. They say always on the microphone on the court, I promise before I will be back next year. Can you promise you will come back, you will be back next year to Milan?
Well, I mean,
if we have one.
Yeah, well, it's not always my decision. It's a very easy answer. If you play in front of like a crowd like this, it's pretty easy to, when you say you want to come back, you do want to come back. There's no question about it. I always take it like one tournament or one match at I want to feel like I can perform pretty well. I mean, sometimes you have a bad day. Even the best players in the world now, they don't always play their best. I haven't played in Italy in a long time, and sometimes I worry. I don't want to, feel like that I can't perform. So that's part of it. But the way that the last 2 days have been, I would definitely want to come back for sure. There's no question about it. It was great, no doubt.
John, excuse me. You are still a finesse player, relying more on shot making rather than sheer power. Do you honestly see nowadays on tour, except of course for Roger Federer, someone who, according to you, has inherited at least a bit of your finesse and touch on court?
Well, I think that Murray, had that type of finesse, and that was part of what made him good. And a guy like Tomic, he doesn't play with he does weird things. That's why people still think he could be good, because he can hit it hard occasionally. Occasionally I could hit a big serve or hit a big ball, but more often than not, you're sort of keeping people off balance. Most players don't play that way, obviously. Very few players. I think Murray would be, I wish he had been more aggressive at the net and used his hands, because he's got very good skills with his hands. But he's never really done that. And I don't know if he ever will. So you may see it again if the rules are changed. I mean, something will change, just like they changed the courts at Wimbledon 10, 12 years ago. They're going to change something. The way they play on clay is different than they used to, and it's much faster on clay. So but at the moment, the way the game is constructed with these strings and rackets, you don't see very much of that.
Can I add to you something about the rivalries you had in the past with your former colleagues? Ivan Lendl and Bjorn Borg were rivals and tough rivals for you, but through the years they've sort of grown into become friends of yours. But one person that I've heard dislike talking to still to this day outside the tennis courts is Jimmy Connors, partially because you never forgave Jimbo for the rationalist remarks he made on Arthur Ashe, even after Arthur was dead. Is this truth or myth?
It's not true that neither one of it's true. It's true that we don't go out to dinner very often. I don't remember going out to dinner with him in a long time. But whatever his feelings were about whatever he said about Arthur Ashe in the past, I mean, I think people know how I and most people feel about Arthur Ashe. Had some terrible luck. And he came into a situation that I think we all know was extremely difficult. So I don't even need to say anything about that. He gets himself in more trouble by anything he says. Nothing. I don't need to say anything else. And as far as Jimmy goes, we had a great rivalry. He made me a better player, and I think I made him a better player. And that's what I remember now. He's a pain in the ass, and I'm a pain in the ass at times, and with each other. He's tough to figure out sometimes, but he probably thinks the same thing about me. So I think we have respect for each other. That's the biggest thing. We could talk to each other. He walked into that room, I would shake his hand and give him a hug if he wanted. I'm okay with that, because we were part of history in a way for us.
John, your two raids against Cheren Pires and Eisman and blah 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 were pretty harsh sometimes. But at some point in your career, almost contributed to market your image in a bigger and better way. Do you agree?
Well, I think that it turned out that, ironically, the things that I used to be criticized for and the things that I got fined for are the very things that they want me to do. I kid around, but a something that's, I never thought in my wildest dreams that something that I said once at Wimbledon, for example, people yell at me every day. You know, I never thought that would happen. I never thought that people would, you know, come to watch me play, and then when I screamed at an umpire, they'd be happy. So that's just proof again, and you never know. Thank you.
Thank you very much.